Okay, we're back. It's been a few months. We are glad we're back.
We are back.
Yeah, we're back. Thank goodness. Doug took a few back. Months off. Had to few change ups. Ryan, now our general manager. Joe, our new sales manager. Congrats on the. I'm not even going to call them promotions, but maybe title changes. Oh, right. Hold on. He wants to. There we go.
Thanks, my favorite
thing. Joe actively waving his arms in the air for that one. We're going to go ahead and talk about the schedules that just got released recently for the Bass Pro Tour and the Elite Series. Let's just go ahead and hop into it. The Elite Series this year, so far we have everything except for Red Crest. And how do you guys feel about this?
For the Bass Pro Tour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel?
Interesting. Very interesting. This is one of the bigger things that I like about the Bass Pro Tour, having the smaller field. They're able to go to a few different lakes. And obviously when you look at it, there's a few that kind of stand out. I like it. I'm going to give it like A- grade.
Oh, you're giving it ratings. We're doing
grading.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Ooh. New segment, rating the schedules.
I'll give it an A-.
Let's give every spot a rating then, since you feel like doing that. How about that?
Fair.
There's a lot of new places this year. A lot of Texas this year. It's two full spots and four total locations in Texas.
It's funny you say that, because the Elite Series, there's no events in
no
Texas.
Tejas.
Correct. Yeah. No Texas at all for Elite Series. But this year, Bass Pro Tour being in the South, which is pretty cool. As always, Elite Series, I think, is hammering up New York and the East Coast. But we'll stick to Bass Pro for now, or Bass Pro Tour for now. Lake Gunnersville Stop 1. I feel like that's almost a given at this point. There's always something happening at Gunnersville. First event, mid-January. So
could be a good one. Also could be ice.
Yeah.
It's true.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, there could be. I mean, Gunnersville's not going to freeze by no means. I mean, Kentucky Lake doesn't even really freeze. But like, January is a wild card. You never know what the weather's going to be in January. It could be 70 degrees or it could be 15. 20 degrees.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I fished an ABT 100 down there in February this year, and they're going to crush them. It's going to be
Slaughterfest.
It's going to be wild.
Really?
Yeah.
So how do we feel on that? Let's give it a grade. I'm going to give it a B straight off.
Well, you're wrong.
That's a hard wrong.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
You're wrong in your opinion.
Okay, sure. Go ahead then.
If you, like, the only grade you can give Gunnersville is either an A-, an A, or an A+.
I'm giving it a
Gunnersville,
B.
Like, even September on Gunnersville is still an A-. Like, it's going to be tough. It's still Gunnersville.
Let me justify it. So the reason I'm giving it a B is because it feels like every year there's always something happening at Gunnersville, whether it's an invitational, a Bass Pro Tour event, an Elite Series, which I think is that all. Yeah, there's also an Elite Series happening there too. So it just feels like it's always something on Gunnersville, and they're just returning back to the same thing.
It's the best lake in the country. Just hands down, it's the best overall lake in the country. The other thing is too, you're looking at it from a smaller sample size. You're just looking at it for the last couple of years. So Gunnersville has been known to go in cycles.
Big time.
Just like everywhere else, there's cycles. Here in the last 2 years, Gunnersville has been trending up. So trying to capitalize on that, probably local people, the tourism, all that kind of stuff, are trying to get it now while it's really good. Get all that attention on it, so that obviously it can be good for the community.
I mean, I feel like I understand that, but also I'm more of a spectator than you guys are.
Yeah.
I watch every event. I'm not as involved as in the actual fishing. But it just feels like there's just so much happening at Gunnersville. I almost want, and I like this schedule because there is a lot a lot more variety this, or I guess next year coming up, but I don't know. I don't feel like Gunnersville maybe should have been included. And I don't think it helps that there's also an Elite Series because, and they're almost back to back. There's like a 2 week spread between both of them. Yeah. Mid January for Bass Pro Tour. And then the very beginning of February for the Elite Series.
I think it's cool that it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be a straight up wintertime tournament.
That's awesome.
Like you don't see that very often.
Right.
You know, so that will kind of be a little bit of the wild card. You know, if it was the last week of May, you would know exactly how it's going to be won. Mm-hmm. You know, it's no secret there, but middle of January, I mean, it could be won any number of ways, I'd say.
Mm. I'm going A+.
A+. Ryan?
I'm going to go A, and the only reason I'm not going A+ is because the weather could be terrible. And that time of the year on the Tennessee River, you could have a bunch of rain. Whole entire system gets really muddy. Not all that great. Mm-hmm. But it's still an A.
Right.
But you got that grass.
But you got the grass. Filter it out quicker. Yep.
Stop moving forward. Stop to Lake Hartwell. They're going out of Oconee. I don't know how to say that. Oconee County, South Carolina. That's at the end of February, or at least the third week of February. This will be the first time the Bass Pro Tour will be on Lake Hartwell, which is pretty cool. They've had one this year so far on the invitationals at Lake Hartwell. I don't know a whole lot about it. Maybe you guys can fill me in a little bit more before I give it a grade.
I don't know much about Hartwell. I've never been there. It's full of big spotted bass. It's full of big largemouth. That February timeframe, they should be fat and wanting to eat right before they, you know, go to spawn. So I'd say it should be a pretty good tournament. But also, I mean, we've seen classics there that time of the year, and it was 8 degrees at takeoff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's spraying stuff on their guides of their rods to keep their line or their guides from freezing up. So, again, weather could be a huge factor there. That's kind of always the tricky part of scheduling tournaments in January, February, March, unless you're in Florida or Texas.
I did see that the Elite Series has hammered Lake Hartwell the last 10 years, really. They've used it for, I think, 2 classics now in the last 10 years and maybe a few Elite Series. I could be wrong on that part, but Joe, what's your thoughts?
I'm a B- on that one, or B+, sorry. Mm. It's going to be a minnow tournament. It's first two, actually, will be
minnows tournament. Strictly.
Well, not strictly.
Oh, not strictly. No. Just majority.
There'll be guys throwing them.
There you go. Ryan, grade?
I'm going to say a B-. The reason why I'm going B- is because, like Joe said, it's going to be a heavily dominated minnow tournament, which I'm cool with that. Like, I'm cool with live scope and minnow fishing and everything, but it does kind of get monotonous when one technique is dominating. You know, you can really, like that Gunnersville tournament, you don't know how it's going to be won. That tournament, you got a pretty good idea how it's going to be won.
Right. I think I'm going to go, I'm split on whether an A- or a B+ fits here, only because this is the first time the BPT is going to be here. So I'm just going to go with a conservative B+. How about that?
I think the outlier on that one is going to be, yeah, you were going to have a lot of guys throwing a minnow, but you could have somebody that could completely scare everybody with a square bill.
Yeah.
Like just power fishing.
The thing, this is different though, because of this format. Like I remember the classic that Casey Ashley won, I think 2015. Iaconelli was fishing for like 5 bites a day. And I think only 1 or 2 of those days, maybe he caught 5, but he was catching them on a big jig offshore. And like, I feel like that kind of stuff could play that wintertime pattern, but that's not going to play in the Every Fish Counts format.
What was the secret bait? Do you remember? Casey?
Oh, underspin.
Horsey head.
Yeah.
He brought that back.
Yeah.
On
with
a fluke.
With a fluke.
That'd be a good one.
And like that kind of deal could play again, like drain, got a bunch of fish sitting in the drain, wintertime deal. Like that could definitely be how it goes down, but you may see an underspin, but you're probably going to see a lot of just jighead minnows.
And I remember 100 years ago, I think Elton Jones won throwing a football head.
Yep. Deep. 2008.
Yep.
100 years ago. All right. Stop three. The first one in Texas. This is at the very beginning of March. Lake Whitney, first 2 days, and then the knockout and championship round, Lake Waco. They'll be launching out of Waco, Texas.
Good segue with the Elton Jones comment right there.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Hey, nice. That was good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. What else do you think of when you think of Waco?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't come to mind.
I'm going to bow out of this one because I don't know anything about either of these two lakes.
I've heard of both of them.
I've heard of Waco, Texas.
I've heard more of Lake Whitney than I have Lake Waco. But I mean, you got to say Elton Jones Jr. is the favorite there, right?
He's got to be.
Like I was listening to some of the guys talk about the schedule and like which ones they were excited for. And Thrift said he was excited for those tournaments because he's never been there and he likes going to new places. I would say at least 3/4 of the field, I'm just guessing, has never been to either of those. Could be more than 3/4 of the field.
I would say more.
And so a guy like Elton Jones Jr., Elton Jones, I would say they're going to have a huge leg up on the competition, but anymore, everyone's so good. Like, and it's hard to win on your home lake.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I've heard of Waco, Texas, local spot, but I've never heard of the lakes there. So, don't know a whole lot about it. Never been to Texas. I'm going to give this one a variable C+.
How can you give it a grade?
Because I don't know anything about it. That's why it's a variable. I don't know. It's liable to change.
I'll give it a grade. And the only reason I'm going to give it this grade is because it's something different.
I knew you were going to say that.
And that's where in professional fishing, we've lacked having different locations for tournaments. So I'm going to give it an A-.
Ooh, an A- on something. Okay. All right. Sure.
Just for the factor that no one knows what's going to happen there.
Absolutely.
Like it's still unknown.
Well, and this is kind of what I was looking at. So on Google Maps, they're not very big. Lake Whitney and Lake Waco, I'm almost positive they're not very big. So it makes me wonder if they're kind of making up the size and changing up locations and being like, yeah, they fish different, even though they're, you know, not that far away from each other. So I think, well, for stop three and stop four, it's the same argument, but especially here where size really does matter in where you're fishing, I'm not sure about how everyone's going to be there. And plus, well, I'm also thinking because they're cutting down on how many spots next year? 15?
16.
16 spots.
Trust me, these places, they're tiny, right?
They're not very big.
It's going to take those guys, if they have a bad practice, about 2 hours to figure out what's right and what's wrong. Because you're going to see everybody.
Well, and especially in that format, knowing what everybody else is catching. Mm-hmm. You look over there and Dustin Connell's catching them. And you see Dustin Connell going down the bank with a swim jig. You're like, huh, maybe I should pick up a swim jig.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the...
You can't hide on that place.
Yeah.
Or either of those two.
So, for not knowing what it is and criticizing me for my grade, what's your grade, Joe?
I'm not giving it a grade.
No grade.
No, I can't. I can't speak on the topic.
No, we need something for the socials. We need something for the graphics. Give me a letter.
B.
Perfect. Flat B. Let's go to OH Ivy Lake and Lake Brownwood stop. For this is in the latter half of March, early Texas. I don't think it's too far. Well, and my scaling could be wrong because Texas is a massive state. It didn't look that far from Waco and Lake Whitney, but it could be like 3 hours away. I'm not sure. Same argument here. I don't know a whole lot about it. Would you say that Elton Jones and Alton Jones Jr. is still the favorite here?
No. I would say that Alton Jones Jr. Probably has a little leg up there. But OH Ivy has received so much publicity over the last couple of years.
Yep.
I think that it's kind of going to be anyone's game. And with how many big ones are in that lake, it's, you know, a guy could legitimately catch a 15, 16 pounder. So that goes a long way. So anyone can catch a big one.
A 15 or 16 pound bass.
That place grows.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Like, okay.
Obviously, it's not as good as it once was, probably, when it was kind of untapped and no one really knew about it. But like 10 pounders are, I'm going to say, like the equivalent to like a 5 pounder on Kentucky, like 5 or 6 pounder. Would you agree, or is that an exaggeration?
That might be a little.
Little much.
Might be a little much, but I just don't know how many fish are in that place.
Yeah. And I think like the guys that are down there fishing it a whole bunch, they're guiding people mm-hmm. to catch these big ones. Mm-hmm. So, and nowadays with the forward facing sonar, if you see a 10 pounder versus a 2 pounder on live scope, like you can tell the difference between that fairly easy.
Sure.
And so you're not throwing at the 2 pounders because we're chasing trophy fish. Like if someone were to go on a vacation to OH Ivy, you're not going there to catch 100 bass.
And here's the other deal with this. I wonder if MLF will have a 3 pounder for a scoreable in this one. They could do something wild like that.
Yeah. It'll be interesting
it's
to
that,
see.
It's that type of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just not too sure about it. Now I have a question as far as like general fishing knowledge goes. With these smaller lakes, how does pressure affect these smaller lakes? I mean, it obviously has a higher impact. Would it not?
Yes. Now with a field of 50, you know, I still feel like it'll be fine, but you always stand that chance. With the smaller lakes, for sure.
Right.
That's just an exciting one for me because of, like Ryan said, there's a chance for somebody to catch a giant one on camera.
Yeah.
Just, it could be just magic TV stuff. Could be really good.
Perfect. Let's give it a grade.
I have to go with an A on that one.
A.
I think I'm going to go B+, only because of the idea that there could be massive, massive fish in there. If it's not, that grade's going, it's plummeting. So we'll see how it goes.
Your credibility is plummeting.
That's fine. That's fine. I have no credibility in this industry. I just host this podcast. That's all I do.
March 26th through the 29th, we're going to replay this.
That's
after,
fine.
After the first day, there's 12, 10 plus pound fish weighed in.
That's fine. Hey, like I said, I'm giving it a B+ in the hopes that there is just insanely massive fish.
That's the one though, like we were talking about Hartwell. Like it's gonna be a forward facing sonar tournament.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never been there, but from seeing the coverage from some of those places or some of the people down there, I'd say that one's gonna be dominated by forward facing, which that's why it's not an A+ for me.
Would you grade it?
A.
An A. Okay. Gotcha. In between stops 4 and 5, we have Red Crest. Now, MLF has not announced where Red Crest is officially yet. Do we want to take predictions on where it is?
I have no clue.
No clue.
No clue. I have an idea, and I'm not going to say this is my official guess, but I have an inside informant.
Oh, I like this.
Who has a lot of connections in the fishing industry. And I'm not going to say who it is. He wants to stay anonymous.
Ooh.
But he has informed me that there are rumors and ideas that, and I'm not showing any favoritism. It could be on Kentucky Lake. Now, I know that sounds absurd, but it could happen. It could be here.
I'll give you one reason why it won't.
I just want to, that's not my opinion. That's my anonymous informant's idea.
I'd love for a major championship to be on Kentucky Lake, like a Bassmaster Classic or Red Crest, something like that.
Of course.
However, our local facilities are not set up for an event like that. We don't have an arena style expo center type place. And that's what makes the classic and what makes Red Crest like having an expo.
Right.
And we don't have somewhere to have an expo like that.
Mm. Now we could host it on, and I'm just throwing this out there. We could the Illini does it for the BFLs. They could have it on the Mississippi River and just host it out of the Carson Center in Paducah.
Fair enough.
Anyways, what, Joe?
I can't even right now.
Moving on.
Please do.
Stop five.
For the record, we gave no love to Lake Brownwood because that's how good OHIV is.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I've never heard of Lake Brownwood until they released the schedule. So
and that's
I just wasn't going to comment on that.
That's going to be days 3 and 4. So we'll see how that goes. Beaver Lake stop 5. That's at the end of April, first thing of May. First time for the BPT to be here on Beaver Lake. They didn't even give a city. They just say Northwest Arkansas.
A plus plus.
Why is that?
Because that's going to be the toughest tournament of the whole entire year.
Really?
And I'm a old school retro FLW Tour guy. And that was the home of the FLW Tour every single year.
100%.
Like, if there was one tournament, when you say Beaver Lake, you instantly have to think FLW Tour.
And you instantly think 10 and a quarter pounds.
Yes.
A day.
Yep.
Oh, it's that tough.
Grind.
And perfect. One of my most favorite fish catches on camera was Matt Airy at Beaver Lake in the FLW Tour event. I don't remember the year. Throwing a swim bait under a dock. And he throws a swim bait up underneath the dock and the water's so clear there. And you see this like 4 pound spot just come out from underneath the dock. He drops down on the deck of the boat so that he can't be seen as well from the fish. Fish comes up, eats it right at the side of the boat. It was like the coolest thing ever captured on camera from fishing.
Wow. And what year was that?
I don't remember. That would have been like 2015 time frame for 2014, I want to say.
Mm. First time for the Bass Pro Tour, which on their website is 2019 is the earliest year for Bass Pro Tour. But I'm excited for it. I don't know a whole lot about it. I mean, it looks great. It's like an hour and a half from Branson, Missouri. I know where that is.
Yeah. I'm going to go, and the only reason that I'm going to give this score or grade is because I don't have to fish it, but it's old school FLW, and I just think it's awesome. Like what Ryan said, I got to go with an A.
An A?
If I was fishing it, C plus.
So that is also... With this format, that is going to be an interesting event because I would assume end of April, beginning of May, super clear lake.
Yeah.
Going to be a sight fishing tournament. Like going to be fish on beds all over the place.
And 12 feet of water.
Yeah. And I don't know in this format if that's how you win at Beaver Lake. Now, if it was a 5-fish tournament, I would say it's probably going to be one sight fishing.
So knowing how difficult it's going to be and there's not going to be a lot of fishing there. What do you think it'll take to win?
I don't even know how to predict that with the every fish counts format, to be honest.
It's so odd.
Can't do it.
So you guys, Joe, you gave it a A.
A, because I'm not fishing it.
Right. If you were fishing it, we'll put it in a parentheses. If fishing,
C plus.
If fishing, C plus. Ryan, A plus plus, right?
A plus plus, because I don't have to fish like Joe said. Mm. If I was fishing, F minus minus. Like I am a fan of Beaver Lake, not from a fishing perspective, but just because it's retro FLW tour. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Dude, isn't this like the SATs? If it's like you get 400 points for just signing your name on there. If it's got water in it, you got to start it like a C, right?
No,
C.
I don't think so.
When you put me on a lake that you can see like that, especially Arkansas, Missouri, the Ozark lakes like that, and you can see that far down in the water. Yeah, I'm not even putting my name on the paper.
If it wasn't for those lakes, we wouldn't have a shaky head.
Yeah, exactly.
From a perspective of a spectator, It's not going to be a whole lot of action. There's going to be some action, not going to be a whole lot. I'm going to give it a C minus. Now on to heavy hitters, Orange Lake in Ocala, Florida. Yep. I think
Ocala,
Florida, mid April. No recent events at Orange Lake. Thoughts on having the heavy hitters there?
Oh, there's a reason why heavy hitters is there.
Explain it to me.
That place has got them.
It's Florida.
But Florida can be Florida.
Florida can be
this place is different. I personally never fished it, but I've talked to guys who have fished it while waiting. You know, they had a week off at the Elite Series. And I'll tell you that probably 60% of the guys fish that multiple days on their off time.
Really?
Yep. It's got them.
Wow. They,
quantity, size, everything. That's going to be awesome.
So what's it going to take to win the heavy hitters single fish?
Because I was going to ask.
They've got two different tournaments there, like an overall tournament and then biggest fish of the event wins like $100,000 or something, right?
My guess? Mm-hmm. Write it down.
Way too early prediction. Give it to us.
11 and a quarter.
Oh, wow. You're mm-hmm. going 11-4. Mm-hmm. Okay. Man, you think so?
We shall see.
11-4.
I'm going to go because it's April 30th to May 3rd. I would figure that's post spawn. Most of those fish should be a little lean. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go 10-2.
Mm. Man, I was thinking you were going to go lower than that.
I mean, we've got to see a 10 pounder.
Well, okay. My thought is, I was almost thinking it's the same way that's post spawn, but I'm almost thinking like a 9-2 is like biggest.
Lock it down.
Which is, yeah, it's still a giant.
Live with it.
Yeah. Let's go 9-2. I'm not even going to give that one a grade yet just because it's heavy hitters. It's not it's an official tournament.
But I'll give you mine. That's A+.
That's an A+.
Yep. It's still a little quiet.
So. I don't know much about that place, but I've heard stories now because of it.
They're going to expose it.
Yeah.
That place is probably not going to be the same after.
I'm going to rank it as an A for right now. If it lives up to the hype, I could change my grade after the event to A+.
Mm. I think I'm almost in the same boat. If the lake has it, like you say it does, I'm going to go A.
Okay.
If not an A+. So that'll be the event to watch then. Stop 6 back on regular schedule mid-June, Grand Lake in Oklahoma. That was the Red Crest back in 2022 where Bobby Lane won it. Did you guys watch that one?
That was the last second catch from Bobby Lane that won Red Crest.
Really?
Like literally last second. And he had to reweigh the fish. You get 2 reweighs, I think. And it was like a 2 pound minimum. And it was like 115. He said, reweigh. 115. He said, reweigh. 2 pounds. And that's the fish that won him the Red Crest.
Mm, wow.
Gotta love it.
That's incredible.
That was like a storybook ending for Red Crest that year.
Right on, Bobby Lane. Joe, thoughts on Grand Lake?
You know what? I've never fished it. I have heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
In June, I shouldn't even grade it, but you're going to make me because you're mean.
I'm forcing your hand here.
B+.
All right.
Ryan loves this lake.
I really like Grand. I've always thought it reminded me of Barkley, and I really like Barkley. And then last year I fished Grand for the first time, and it sets up very similar to Barkley. Now June, I'm not sure.
It's going to be hot.
It's definitely going to be hot. I do remember an FLW Tour event that Jason Christie won in June on Grand when the water was up. This year, the water was up in June as well. And Jason Christie, Andy Morgan, they were both like 1-2, running up the Elk River, flipping willow trees, old school bass fishing, just two of the best flippers to ever do it. And then you got Jimmy Houston up there in the top 10, throwing a spinnerbait around picnic tables and whatever else is in the water. And I would love to see another tournament like that at Grand. Mm-hmm. So if the water is up in June at Grand, I'm giving it an A plus. If the water's not up, I'm going to give it a A minus.
Oh man. Okay.
A minus to B plus. I could go either way.
I'm going to go with just a flat B again. We're going flat B again.
Okay.
And then to finish off the season, early August, Lake Erie out of Sandusky, Ohio. First time Bass Pro Tour is going to Lake Erie. I have some thoughts on this, but I want to hear yours first, Joe.
So I've got a lot of time on this place, especially out of Sandusky.
Why is that?
I've just visited there a bunch of fishing tournaments. Mm-hmm. They would always go there in the Northeast, and for whatever reason, they went to Sandusky, Ohio in a Northeast division, but whatever. Just always boggled my mind. So that's going to be with their format. I don't know how it's going to shape up because you have runtime. The big thing is going to be St. Clair.
Yep.
And if somebody says, okay, I'm going to run an hour and 40 minutes to St. Clair, they could destroy them up there.
Now they also get the 45 minute runaround time or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's probably going to help out for guys that want to do that.
Right.
And then they don't have to run back.
Correct. Yeah. They can, if it's rough, they can call for the trailer and even if it's rough, they might let them trailer.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things going on there.
That's where I think this format benefits from this. Cause if it was a five fish limit, it would be really difficult for me to see a lot of people go to St. Clair.
They would still go to St. Clair.
I know, but I'm saying they're going to waste essentially over 3 hours, almost 4 hours of just driving time just to get there and back
all the time.
They had the Bass Nation event there last week and like everybody's boats got destroyed.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
They only fished one day.
Yeah.
They canceled 2 days.
Oh yeah, they did.
Yeah.
That brutal. Place is nasty. I've been some big ones.
I saw some videos of guys in the boat last week and it was pretty insane.
Was it just insane rough conditions?
Yeah. It was just big waves.
Really?
Yeah.
Cause you're out of Sandusky. You get anything north, it fetches forever.
Yeah.
And they get real, real big. Like, yeah. Mm. Yep. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be,
you think so?
That tournament?
Oh yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. You're going to have
smallmouth.
Big smallmouth, you're going to have, Belle Island Reef could be good. Peely's going to be good. It's going to be perfect.
Do you think anybody is going to stay within Lake Erie and hit that spot, or is almost everybody going to St. Clair?
I mean, you're going to have guys fish Erie.
In that format, though, would you say it'll be one in St. Clair because of the numbers?
I think so.
Yeah.
I do.
So, Joe, you being so fond of it, give us your grade.
Oh, I'm not fond of it.
You're not fond of it. Well,
you didn't say that. You said he's just been there.
Sorry. You've been there multiple times. Yeah. Give us your grade.
A.
A? Okay. All right.
So, this is the first time that BBT's been there. Every single one of these guys, because it's a tournament venue. It's on everybody's schedule. It's in AAA events. It's in big events. Everybody's been there a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. They're going to crush them.
And I feel like everyone obviously has been to St. Clair too. So,
yep.
Ryan.
I'm going to go A minus. I think it's going to be a really good event. I think it's going to be a lot of numbers, a lot of fish caught. It's going to make good TV. But why I say A minus is because I am burned out on the smallmouth tournaments.
Why is that?
It's just the same song and dance every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate that you guys graded them so high because I'm going to look like an idiot on this, but I'm willing. I'll risk it. The variability of Lake Erie and then most of the people risking to St. Clair, I think the variability hurts it. I'm going to go C minus.
You are an idiot.
Yeah. I'm just saying, from a spectator view.
Was that your worst grade?
I'm just asking.
Dude, you want to phone a friend?
No, I don't want to phone
a friend. Like, I can understand if you said Beaver Lake C minus, but Lake Erie, no.
I'm giving it a C minus.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
None of ours matters. None of ours matters. Hey guys, it's Donovan from the I Want Practice podcast. Just wanted to let you guys know we split this podcast up into two parts. There's a lot of info regarding the Bass Pro Tour and the Elite Series, so we figured splitting it up would probably be the best thing to do. Part two should come out later this week, so be on the lookout for that. And I hope you guys have a great day.